I think everyone found out once you're in the playoffs, it's the whole new season, anything can happen. you mentioned the injuries. Could you talk about, was it stuff besides the broken hand last year, and where are you in your rehab from those injuries?
I feel good. The time off after the season really helped. Not really going to go into specifics on the injuries, but just little stuff, little nagging stuff, but feel real good right now. Feel good training and getting ready to go.
Danny, Carly Peters from Wild.com. Just wondering, whether it be the town or your new role, what makes you most excited to come to Minnesota in this trade?
I think everything. Any time you get traded, it's a fresh start. And if you talked about the city, it's a great city to play hockey in, great fans. Obviously, great organization. I'm excited to play with all those guys in that room and excited to get going.
Danny, where were you when you got the news? Can you paint the picture of how you got the news?
I'm up here in British Columbia, just had dinner and just sitting outside. A long weekend up here as well. And had some friends in town, and Doug gave me a call and talked to Chuck shortly after that.
How quickly did you call Sadaguchi?
He was my first call after that. I think he might have called me first. So sad to see him go last week. And happy to be back with him now.
What's the word for you to be with your fourth team now, and to be an elite player and to be on four teams? Does it bother you? Does it, you know, are you challenged by that? Motivated by that?
I'm motivated. Anytime, again, you get traded, it's a new start. I think, obviously, two of those trades were trusted by me. So, I wanted to change in those situations. Obviously, this one was different for me, but that's the way it goes. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be in Minnesota. It's definitely a motivator, and I'm excited to get going, like I said before.
Danny, Bruce Brothers, you had a list of 10 teams that you didn't want to go to. Was there anything specific about Minnesota that you left them off that list so that they were available to you?
Obviously, it's a great organization, great fans. As a player, that's all you can ask for. I mean, playing in front of a packed building every night and have fans that love the team. I think I'm excited about that, and that's why they're on the list.
Did Devin Sadaguchi on the Wild play into that factor, Danny?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, I like playing with Devin. He's a great friend, great player, great friend of mine, and I'm excited to go there with him.
Hey, just talk about you being on a line maybe with Mikko Koivu and Pierre-Marc Bouchard. Those guys know how to give up the puck, and you know what to do with it when you get it. Something you see as a real possibility?
Yeah, obviously, I'm gonna go wherever they put me, but Mikko's one of the top centermen in the game today. Obviously, I've had some great years the last few years. I'm excited to get a chance to play with him. Pierre-Marc Bouchard is a great player. Obviously, I had some injury trouble last year, but a really, really good player. And if that was the case, I'd be happy there.
Danny, when was the last time you played predominantly left wing? If you did make go with Sadaguchi, would that have been Atlanta?
I've kind of gone back and forth my whole career, so from time to time, left and right wing, from game to game, so I'm comfortable on either side.
Danny, how much do you think playoff performance motivated the Sharks in making this deal?
Well, I think when I was traded there, obviously we all brought in the win. Obviously we had a lot of salary tied up in three forwards. And we didn't get the job done in those 2 years, so from that aspect, I knew going in what the situation was, and obviously this was a possibility, and it happened.
Danny, let me ask you to speak about playoff performance. It seems to keep coming up. How do you feel you play in the playoffs, and are you looking forward to kind of putting that behind you and having some playoffs maybe with this team that make people forget about past troubles?
Yeah, you always want another opportunity to prove people wrong. I think last year wasn't my greatest play.
teams you had on the list of teams you didn't want to be traded to?
He's not going to answer question, Brad.
No, that's something that me and JP discussed quite a bit ago, and obviously that's confidential.
Alright. Anything else for Danny? Alright, thanks, Danny.